Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro, for another hour until 6 o'clock, then kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. Then at 7 o'clock, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. In this hour, we'll talk with Maddie Hudak, the Tulane football sideline reporter. They play East Carolina next Thursday. Go to Rayman on the North Shore. He's been holding. Rayman, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Hoss. Lost him.
We lost Rayman.
Lost him. We have two callers. Had the same thing. He wanted to talk about that Rattler is not the problem. I don't think anybody's kind of said that. So, it's just about getting down there.
They have to execute at a higher level. I mean, and so, I don't want to say that's Rattler. I think that's offense in general. You know, Rattler will tell you, and he talked about it. He's talked about it. Hey, there's some throws that I've missed. There's some throws down the field that I've got to be able to hit. You know, whether that's hanging in there a little bit longer or that's, just letting that guy saying that, hey, that throw is open. We know in this league, the least a bit of separation, that's as much as you're going to get, you know, unless a guy just fell down or something like that. I mean, I've got to trust my receiver and I've got to trust the look that I'm getting. And so I don't think that he has been the problem, but this offense, they have to hit some explosive plays, though.
We will find out. You know, they did get three guys back to practice. One has been on injured reserve, and the two on PUP, John Ridgeway and Foster Morrow and Taysom Hill. And so earlier today, Jeff Nowak went to the locker room and talked to Taysom. Taysom's been out since week 13, ACL, other knee injury. So he's been out since that injury of 2024. So here's Jeff Nowak's interview with Taysom Hill.
I'm feeling healthy, and I think it's always one of those things you don't know how you're going to feel in a month. But as of right now, I feel really good. I feel better than what I was expecting, frankly, but really encouraged with how my knee has handled the load this week.
What would you need to be able to do to know that you're ready to get into the game?
Look, I trust my knee. Like, my knee feels super stable. I think it comes down to you got to rip the Band-Aid off, you know. So you're not going to know how it's going to respond to contact until you start to see contact. And that's a hard thing to imitate until you get out and do it. So I don't know that I need to see or feel anything else on my knee before I get to a game.
Jason, this probably is a dumb question, but, 35 years old, major knee injury, long rehab process. Like, what keeps you going? What keeps you, wanting to do this every week and go through that all over again?
Yeah, I mean, it's a loaded question, and it's a hard one to appropriately answer, in a quick second like this. But I love playing football. Football has given me and my family some incredible experiences and given us incredible opportunities. And you realize that football is, there's a shelf life to doing this, and had a lot of conversations with the organization this offseason and with Kellen and Mickey, and you know, I wasn't ready to walk away, and you know, they still had a vision for me here, and so I told them I was going to do everything I could to make sure I could help the team win.
Did you take some time to think about that, or you kind of knew pretty early in the off season that you wanted to keep going?
I would say Mickey and Kellen both handled the situation very well, because it was one of those things where we had time, you know, and there was no decision that was forced upon me. I would say from the early stages of my rehab all the way back until after the injury, my mindset was I was going to rehab this as if I was going to play. So at the end of the day, I got two little guys, and you know, we want to add to the family, and so I'm going to make sure that I'm healthy to be a dad to those little guys. So I was always motivated to get back to full health, whether I was playing football or not. And then I think mentally, as you get closer, then you start to have, you know, more in-depth conversations.
Given the seriousness of the injury, what did they tell you about the outlook? Was there any doubt? Like, did you know right up that you could get back to it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's not one injury that's the same, right? But after the surgery and having conversations with the surgeon and the therapists and everything else, you know, there was question marks around 2025 for sure, and the timeline was not super encouraging, frankly, for me. But again, it was one of those things that we didn't have to make any decisions, you know, early this off season. So it's just one of those things where you just put your head down, you go to work, and you know, see what happens.
He has overcome the mental aspect, not completely, because as he talked about, the mental aspect completely will be getting tackled by somebody else. I mean, I'm sure that he's gotten hit, but it's not tackled by, you know, let's call it friendly tackle as what he's experienced.
Not Abdul Carter or Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, I want to test your knee.
Or Burns.
I want to test your knee. And, you know, you know that's going to be the case. Somebody is going to tackle him, and you know, they want to test it, and that's the nature of the game that we play. But if you listen to him, just the conversation of he wasn't rushed, it was his decision, and it was something that he felt like mentally and physically he could do, and he wanted to overcome. I'll tell you this, any athlete will tell you, I want to go out on my own terms. And if you're fortunate enough that an organization or a team allows you to do that, man, you got you somewhere special. But as Father Time is undefeated, at some point you know you have to walk away from the game. But any athlete will tell you, I want to walk away on my terms.
In the medical world, have there been any advancements? Have you had second thoughts? Would anything have been done differently if your injury were in 2025 and not when it was with a knee injury?
There's probably some advancement. There's some things that I probably could have used, or, you know, maybe would have pushed me a little bit more. But I mean, you're talking to a guy that had 8 knee surgeries.
Yeah.
And so it was just to the point where Dr. Andrews, my brother, I love you, but I wasn't coming back to see you anymore.
We're seeing each other too much.
Yeah. And I knew I needed at least a cleanup to continue to play myself. But there's probably some stuff that would have helped me maybe before surgery number 8.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, that's just the medical world where we're at. But the biggest thing is the mental aspect, because every day it's almost the same rehab process. And I love Scotty. I love Mango. I love Reggie. I love, you know, all of my guys that I rehabbed with. And it was almost like, man, I could write this for you. You know, I've done it so many times. I kind of know what I have to do. And yeah.
No, that's it's, you know, it's tough. You want to go out on your terms. Take a break. Fans in the Pro. We'll talk Tulane football with Matty Hudak next. Keep it right here. WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. Until 6 o'clock, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. Quick shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. LSU off before they play South Carolina homecoming. Tulane is off at least this weekend, but they're playing on Thursday night against the Pirates of East Carolina, 6:30 at home at Yulman Stadium. Joining us now is sideline reporter for the Tulane Green Wave, Matty Hudak. Matty, a little time off, a little time to get ready for the next conference game. But, man, let's go backwards a little bit because that win in Tulsa, you know, you look back after the Ole Miss loss and you go on the road for the second straight week and beat Tulsa 31-14. And I think at the end of the year you'll look back and that'll be a pretty big win.
I completely agree. When you just look at, I think, some of the problems that plagued this team that got a little bit exposed in that Ole Miss loss, I think some of the inconsistencies on defense. They've had kind of a worse run defense this year, but at the same time, I do wonder how much of that is kind of skewed by the quality of opponent, because when they were able to enter American play, they had a strong rushing attack for Tulsa and Dominic Richardson. Tulane was able to shut that down pretty well and then also get their own run game generated under Javon Gordon. I think those are both really important lessons for them to learn.
Matty, when you look at it, just you know, the health of this team, of where they are, you know, you talk about just getting into conference play, played a really tough out-of-conference schedule early on. Just talk a little bit about the health of this team and how they want to continue to improve in different aspects of what they're trying to do as well.
Yeah, I think the health is what you would kind of expect after a little bit of a gauntlet to start the season. You started to see some guys, I think, get a little banged up in the trenches, but not as much, I think, as you would expect to have to go and then face, you know, an SEC team after opponents in, you know, the Big Ten, and not a slouch in the South Alabama Jaguars either, and then having to play Duke. Just a lot of attrition on these guys, and the fact that they had, you know, our left guard starting at left tackle against Ole Miss was kind of lost in the shuffle of things. But, you know, I think that it's just kind of important for them to take this time and take this rest and really just refocus on, you know, what I think there was just so much talk of this non-conference schedule, but the American is ultimately where their goals are going to be set and won or lost. And so I think just really resetting for conference play is super important.
Yeah, and when you look at, you know, just opportunities, I think Memphis may have a better percentage points, but, you know, Tulane can control a lot of what they want to accomplish when you talk about being able to get in that playoff race. And just talk a little bit about of what you've seen so far from this team from a focus standpoint of, hey, it's just the next opponent. You know, we're not paying too much attention of what the outside noise may be.
Yeah, so that's where I do think that, you know, there might be some value in that tough loss in Ole Miss. You know, we're never going to know if the emotions of the Duke win really played a factor, but I think it was just a lot to ask for them to really shut those off, have to then go in and play another opponent like that. But this is such a new team, too, where a lot of the starters on this team, they hadn't experienced a loss like that together. And so I think what you saw is their adversity response, because Tulsa kind of threw the book at them, too. When you look at the beginning of that game, a lot of it was just kind of trickeration and let's try to catch Tulane off guard here. They handled an onside kick well. They handled some explosive plays really well. So I think that experience that they got before entering conference play, it's really going to play a factor. And as you said, ultimately, you know, the percentage points might favor one team in the American one way or the other, but really it's going to come down to whoever ends up winning that conference championship at the end of the year. So all of it is kind of frankly just noise until that point.
And so you talked a little bit about the run game, and because if you look kind of, you know, at the numbers from a pass situation, you know, both Jake Retzlaff and Brendan Sullivan, you know, their completion rate under 60%. There's only been three touchdown passes, but you flip it and you look at this run situation. Jake's a leading rusher, 73 yards a game, seven touchdowns. And then you got four guys behind him, and you mentioned Gordon, who are averaging 4.7 yards a carry, Barnes 4.8, Mobley 5, Maurice Turner 5.8 yards a carry. And these guys have had 27, 34, 15. I'm not talking about a guy who's had three rushes. So when you're running the football like that, man, that does so much for your offense. I mean, their run game is just so impressive.
It really does, and that was such obviously a question mark, losing Mekhi Hughes at that role, was how would Tulane be able to kind of reproduce that. I think Jake Retzlaff being the immediate answer was a little bit surprising to people, but be without who was supposed to be the starting running back to start the year, and Maurice Turner, he's been out since the season opener. The fact that they've kind of just been able to figure it out since then, and again, have someone that's a true freshman in Jabin Gordon be able to really just make such an imposing presence and have his first collegiate touchdown be followed by two more in that same game, and just seeing some of that vision back there. But it's really nice to see Tulane enjoy a running back rotation. It's something I really haven't seen as a sideline reporter, and I think that's really going to make a difference as they kind of get through the heart of conference play, just being able to have fresh legs back there.
Yep, back-to-back home games, then it's UTSA, and I know it's already on some calendars in the American Athletic. Navy's off to a great start, North Texas 1-0, Tulane 1-0, East Carolina 1-0, but I'm looking at Memphis on the road, November 7th, Friday night game, so television, 8 o'clock start, late start, so Tulane's played at 11 a.m. and 8 o'clock at night, completely different situation, but man, that's going to be a big game.
Yeah, it always is kind of set up that way, and it's really interesting this year because both of these teams, I think what I've really learned is that, you know, player turnover, it's really difficult to really kind of overcome, but having the same head coach in place, the same coaching staff, that really makes such a difference. And I think you're seeing that take place at both Memphis and Tulane, where they lost all of their top producing guys. Memphis was more graduation and guys running out of eligibility, but the fact that these are two of the teams that are still really being talked about as being kind of those favorites for the end showdown, I think especially being able to face Memphis a little earlier in the year this year, you know, they're kind of that season rival gut check to me of how competitive a Tulane team's going to be. You unfortunately got the wrong answer in their November, you know, Thanksgiving loss to them last year. So I think being able to face them a little earlier in the season will definitely just kind of help, you know, keep that game as an important one.
And pretty sure, even though there's been a lot of changeover, that they well remember that that loss last year.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the thing, too, going into the week facing Duke, was you were asking a lot of these guys questions that weren't on this team last year, so why would they kind of care about Darian? So, you're right that experience is kind of lost, but that's why I think, you know, having that tough Ole Miss experience for these guys, it's going to be important, just being able to kind of handle the storm of what's going to be a really tough middle stretch for these guys, especially with respect to conference play, because it's not just Memphis. You know, it's UTSA, the fact that ECU just beat Army. None of these kind of upcoming games are a slouch for Tulane.
Nope. I was going to ask, you know, as you look at the rest of the schedules, East Carolina, Army, UTSA, Memphis, of course, Florida, Atlantic, Temple, and then close out with Charlotte November 29th. Is there a team out there, and I know it's early in American Athletic play, that beyond – you know, Tulane and Memphis, that you go, let's see what this team does over the next few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you never really want to play a service academy. Just the way that they kind of beat you up is not really that great. And then you know, they have to go and then, I believe, play UTSA on, I think, a short week after that. And Tulane hasn't played UTSA in a few seasons. So I think that could be one where, you know, they always are a competitive team in this conference, and you just don't know that much about them because Tulane hasn't played them since 2023. And I do think, you know, those early week games can just be a difficult one for guys having to go on the road, especially, and have to be in that type of environment. So that's going to be kind of an interesting one to watch, as well as making sure their heads aren't ahead to the next week against Memphis.
Well, it's Thursday night. You got a weekend to yourself, so have fun. We always enjoy you joining the show and giving us your thoughts about the Green Wave. 4-1 start. Just keep it going. Conference plays here, and every week's important. But you're right. You're playing on Saturday, Thursday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday. You have finishing up. You have 2 Thursday games and 2 Friday games. So there's no normalcy for the rest of this year for you.
No, there's not. I was saying it's nice to have some weekends open, but just a very confusing time to mentally prep my weeks out for sure.
Well, we get it. So have a great week and appreciate your time again.
Great. Thank you, guys. And roll wave.
Yep. Matty Hudak, the Tulane football sideline reporter. We'll talk a little more Saints football, and we've got, I don't know if I'll call it a trivia question, but we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Fans of the Pro until 6 o'clock tonight. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister here on WWL. Welcome back with you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget, high school football fans, get ready for the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Vowden tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. We'll be broadcasting live from the Destrehan Wildcat Stadium as the Destrehan Wildcats host Terrebonne in District 8-5A matchup. The other big games include St. Augustine at Carr, Jesuit at Holy Cross, De La Salle at Archbishop Shaw. Get you ready for Friday Night Lights. It's the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tonight from 7 to 10:30, only here on WWL. And Big John joins us now on our talk and text line. Big John, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Haas.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey, I'm talking to the biggest, baddest Saint halfback we ever had, Big Deuce.
Well, I appreciate it, Big John.
And Deuce, let me just ask you a question.
What's that?
What happened to the days like you when you just put your head down and run over somebody? Why are we playing running 5.6 yards a carry last week and we get away from the run? So my question to you is what are they thinking? You got a young quarterback back there and you're running it like that. Why would you stop doing that, Deuce?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, the game has to dictate it. You know, you don't want the game to get away from you. And I guess the question becomes, where do you feel like you can still run the football? Is it at you're down 10 or you're down 14? What's the sweet spot for you to feel like that you can still run the football? You know, one of the things that they alluded to a little bit was going under center a little bit more. That helped them with some of the plays that you can run. I can still run counter. I can still run power out of shotgun. But the angles are different, not only for my running back, but for the blocker as well, just because of maybe the guy's a little wider and how they approach it because it's a passing, you're out of shotgun. And so all of those things come into play. But I agree, when you're running the football, you want to be able to stick to it a little bit more. You want to be able to control the clock and keep that other team off the field. But the other thing that you can't do, you can't get behind schedule as well. You've got to be able to continue to stay on schedule. And what I mean by that is, have positive yards first and second down. Because if you're third down and 7, I'm probably not running the football. I'm going to throw the ball.
It's a good question because I think a key moment in the game comes in late second quarter, first third quarter. And, you know, Saints are down 14-10, have it, you know, inside the 10 and have the interception on the Philly throwback. So instead of maybe taking the lead 17-14 or making it 14-13, you don't get any points. And then first drive Buffalo has in the third quarter, boom, they score. You're up. In a heartbeat, you're down 11.
That's a combination throw. I mean, that's right. A combination punch,
right,
rather. You know what I mean? And so it's almost, man, we're in this game and you don't recover. And I think we talked about it, or it may have been off air. What is it, the first four, the last 4 minutes, the middle eight? It's the middle eight. And so can you control the middle eight? The middle eight, it's the end of the second quarter, and the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. And if you can win the middle eight, some coaches believe that you can win the game. You know, and obviously some things have to happen in between the middle eight, but can you win that middle eight? And the Saints did not win that middle eight.
So, Big John, I got a question for you. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
So the Saints,
yeah, I'm here, Mike.
The Saints have not rushed for over 100 yards yet this season. Hadn't happened yet. They have four pairs of Saints running backs. I got this from Drew Poche. Thank you, Drew. Who have rushed for over 100 yards in the same game. Four different pairs. I'm going to give you three of them. Chuck Muncy, Tony Galbraith, Craig Hayward, Reuben Mays, Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara. Who's the fourth pair?
Deuce McAllister and Sproles.
Deuce and who?
Sproles.
Oh, Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles.
Close. You got half right.
It's me and Reggie.
It is.
Yeah, me and Reggie up in New York.
It was Reggie
I don't
Bush.
Call Reggie liked to run out of bounds.
Yep, Reggie. It was Reggie and Deuce. Ironically, it was Reggie's first game over 100 yards.
Yep.
Christmas Eve.
Yep, up in New York.
2006, when the Saints beat the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And Reggie had 20 carries, 126, one touchdown. You were 27, 108, also a touchdown as the Saints beat the Giants 30-7. But that was a good guess. Good guess. Thank you, Big John. Thanks for the call. What do you remember about that game?
I don't think that they even crossed half field or midfield until late in the game, like third or fourth quarter. I don't think that they even crossed midfield until like third and fourth quarter. And I remember when we played that game, I remember defensive end, not Seahorn, but it does TV now.
You're talking about a 2006 New York Giants defensive end?
Yeah, he's on TV now. Strahan had lost all of that weight. I mean, he had dropped all the way down. He looked like he was a wide receiver and still getting after the quarterback, rushing the quarterback. And I'm thinking about Strahan. Seahorn was a quarterback. I mean, a cornerback that played for him. And so
you were on the right path.
Yeah, no,
you're just looking at the wrong cat to give you an answer.
Well, I was seeing him, but I just couldn't think of it. But, yeah, I remember it. I don't think that they crossed midfield until like third or fourth quarter late. In the first half, I don't think that they crossed it at all. And that was, I remember just, you know, both of us went over 100, me and Reggie, in that game. And it was a domination game, of course, because it wasn't close.
It's just hard if you think, even as, you know, undervalued as the running game was and certainly made its comeback, to have two. Now, I feel like with Kendre and Alvin, it would probably be the next really, from a Saints standpoint, I mean, other teams – you know, I don't know, all 32, other 31, have that opportunity.
Well, normally you need a big run from one of the guys.
Right.
You know, you have to break a 40 or a 50-yarder, and then the other part of it is, can you control the line of scrimmage? Can I control it enough where I want to stick with running football? And sometimes coaches do, and, you know, we know sometimes coaches don't as well.
Yeah, it's tough because, I mean, the lack of explosives, running – and throwing
for this team definitely is a problem.
I mean, because you can, you know, and explosives are defined as 20 plus. So if you had 10 runs of 19, you get no explosives, but you've got 10 runs of 19.
Correct.
Right? That's not happening as much. You're just not getting the big plays. Juwan Johnson has two of their four explosives. They had the 39 yarder to Shaheed, and then, but Juwan Johnson has a couple of 21-yarders, but, you know, without that, man, it's tough to go 15 plays every time.
You're asking a team to go 10-plus every time and to be perfect.
Right.
I mean, the kickoff rules help you, but, I mean, you're still having to go 70, 80 yards, you know, at times, 65 yards at time, and you've got to be perfect. Because you're not getting explosive. You're not getting the plus 20s. You're not getting the plus 30 top plays. And that's the one thing that this offense has to be able to do better.
And I talked to Jonas Sanker. He was on the Saints Hour this week. And what a game he had. And what a really, you know, preseason. He had the interception and just kind of – he's kind of, you know, when Julian Blackman went down, you know, he had one defensive snap in week one, but since then he had three passes defensed in that game. So he went from
two against tight ends, and then he had the other one against the interception.
Right, and then and the pick, and so he goes from nothing to tied for first as far as passes defensed, but in that realm. And I asked him, if in the first 15 minutes of a game, you're on the road, everything's moving fast, that the tackling just has not been there. I'm not talking about just DBs. I'm talking about just across the board from a defensive standpoint. And he agreed. And wouldn't you agree that it feels like – here's what it feels like to me, the average fan, that you have DBs or linebackers kind of, knifing at the ball carrier, running at him and jumping at him, maybe make contact with him. And the next line of defense is trying to pound the ball out.
Trying to strip it out, and nobody's making a tackle.
And now we got the guy 15 yards downfield, maybe 20 plus.
Nobody's making a tackle, but we're all going to strip. And the rule, when you talk, hey, somebody has to come in, they have to wrap him up. Once you have him wrapped up, now guys can go and punch it out. But it's almost like, I'm going to go just try to punch it out and, somebody else will butt him down, or nobody wraps up. Nobody wraps up. And it's just not the Saints. It's other teams as well.
Yeah.
You just don't see teams wrap up as much. And some of that is because of the new age of trying to punch every ball out. And the other part of it is you're not hitting enough. You don't have contact. You can only wear pads so many times throughout a practice year.
I think once you get to the regular season, it's like
16 or 17 times.
It's very, very
for the season
low. And so I asked that to Kellen Moore either a couple of weeks ago. It was like, you can't go out and practice it, right? It's a mentality. It's a swarm to the ball mentality, so that if the first guy does miss, the second guy's there. But it's a tough midseason fix. Other than it's desire and grit, right?
That's exactly what it is. It has to be desire and grit, and it's a situation where you got to want to.
So as we go to break, just wanted to get your final thoughts, at least for now, on the Saints situation and kind of what has to happen for this team.
My thoughts is whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. There's not one thing that you have to do great. It's whatever it takes. I mean, this team deserves to win, but it's not going to be easy. Just because you're coming home, you played well last week. If you think, I showed up last week, so now I got to just show up again, you're going to get beat. So whatever it takes
for granted.
Oh, you haven't
0-4.
Won.
0-14 you should not take anything for granted.
They've won.
Right.
You haven't won a game. They've won a game. So you can't think that you puffing your chest out about what? You hadn't won.
Sunday. Just like you guys did in 2006. Beat the Giants. All right, take a break. Giants and the Saints at noon, 1-3 against 0-4. Big one for this football team. I want to get Spencer Rattler that victory just so we can just move on and talk about other things. Take a break. Fans of the Pro continue after this right here on WWLAMFM.com and always free in the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Thanks for listening in today. Don't forget, it's the Saints and the Giants. Caesars Superdome. Start your game day at 8 o'clock in the morning. Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, and the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. Time to check in on your tailgate party. Then at 10 o'clock, join Bobby and Steve for the Bud Light Countdown to kick off inside the Dome's Loge Level Gate B Atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. At noon, Deuce, myself, Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then after the game, the Cajun Cannon and the Point After live from the Swamp Room Bar and Grill, 5,400 veterans in Metairie. If you love Saints football, we've got 10 hours of you. Wall-to-wall black and gold. It all begins Sunday, Saints and Giants here on WWL, live on the free Odyssey app. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth and to everyone who helped today's broadcast. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you Sunday at Caesars Superdome. Boomer and Valenti next at 6.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.